else is there? As you know, I put photos on everything. So you might have seen I got a new picture now. I did that myself on a website that I did on my iPhone, so I couldn't bother to do it on my laptop. It would just take too much time. So I just went on there where you can just like choose a font you like and type in what you want. So I put Vampire's Lust. So I think that's kind of cool. I do a different one like every chapter, I think, and every once in a while, which you know I've done because I've done ones I've drawn, ones I coloured in, ones I've wrote down, made it really simple, the name of the chapter, just left it like that, and now I'm doing this. So I like changing it for you, so it's more interesting to look at, like, ooh, is this changed now, or whatever. So yeah, chapter 14, where they go into Amber's past, find out what she is, if she's not human or whatever. She turns evil, basically, because she finds out about her past, comes home, gets really mad, and because she knows she's never been at home. Jenny's mentioned it, so we found out what's going on there. She has a big argument with Jenny, so does Jenny and Amber. They fall out, and so does the parents. Jenny gets mad at the parents as well, and Jenny kind of knew the whole time. Jenny goes running to someone's arms, not going to tell you whose, if it's a girl, or if it's Mason's or Justin's, or someone else's. Amber meets Joey, Jenny meets Joey, and she doesn't know that Joey's friends with Justin. She doesn't know that, and she finds out who Joey is. More info, basically. Jenny decides to have a talk with her mum and dad about vampires, and if she wants to be a hunter or whatever. And then Jenny and Amber and the family go shopping to get school uniforms because they got to join school soon. Jenny goes to buy chips in the chip shop, and she realises who owns the chip shop and who also works there part-time. Jenny bumps into an unwanted guest. Jenny also researches books and stuff about vampires, things that she's found out that her parents don't know, and she struggles to know she should tell her parents or keep it for herself. And she also has a heart-to-heart with Mason and also with Justin, but not together, separately. And then Jenny also picks her subjects, which she's picked for school, which we did that in the first chapter. And Jenny and Amber go to visit their school. Amber does something really stupid with someone we know. Not sexually, but you'll find out. And we hear Justin talk about someone we might get interested in. That's what's coming.